Good morning. It's July the 10th. Our middle reading for the day is Isaiah 66. I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Ray Willett's Mighty to Save. And these thoughts begin by referring back to our thoughts in chapter 65 yesterday. I read, "These blessings will also be felt by the other nations. The cleansing judgments will result in a great reduction of the world's population. The slain of the Lord shall be many," we read in verse 16. "Those who survive will be humbled and cleansed, and they will see the Lord's hand at work for his people Israel. The time cometh that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and shall see my glory." Verse 18. God will still use the people of Israel as a witness to his existence, sending them to the nations who have as yet not heard of the God of Israel. The rest of the people of Israel who still remain amongst the nations will return home. Of the tribe of Levi, the family of Zadok will function as priests in the temple of Ezekiel that will be built for millennial worship, while the remainder will function as Levites. "And I will also take of them for the priests and for Levites," saith the Lord, in verse 21. To this temple the nations of the earth will go to worship God, in order to learn of his ways and to walk in his paths. "And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another shall all flesh come to worship before me," saith the Lord. In his conclusion to his book, Brother Willett writes this: "Isaiah was sent to a disobedient nation. Encouraged and humbled by the visions of God, he was commissioned to preach good news, showing to a faithless people that God was faithful to his word. His revealed purposes will be fulfilled in the work Messiah will accomplish." In a fascinating way, interspersed throughout the book, Isaiah reveals Messiah and his work. The details are so clear that the gospel writers use them to show that Jesus was the promised Messiah, Son of God and Son of Man, Emmanuel, born of a virgin of the house of David. He grew up in the fear of the Lord, and the Spirit of God rested upon him. Beginning his ministry in Galilee, he preached the acceptable year of the Lord and warned of the coming day of vengeance. Rejected by his own nation, he was taken and crucified. Yet this very act furthered the purpose of God. His death was the perfect offering for sin, and his resurrection the seal of God's promises. The time between his resurrection and return is shown to be a time of opportunity for both Jew and Gentile to associate themselves with the Lord's sacrifice and to prepare themselves for his return, when he will come with power and great glory to cleanse the earth and to establish the kingdom seen by Isaiah in his opening vision. In revealing all this, the prophet shows us the ways of God with individuals and nations. Assyria, Babylon, and Persia are dealt with in detail, and Israel is shown to be a witness to the existence of God and to the certainty of his purpose. Throughout the book, we meet the remnant of faithful believers and are prepared for the call to come to God, to eat and drink of his word, and to prepare ourselves to become kings and priests for God in that age of blessing, which is the focus of so many of the prophecies of Isaiah. May we respond and bring forth the fruits of righteousness, and so be numbered amongst the servants of God who will hear the welcome words at the judgment seat of Christ: "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Amen to that. Thank you for listening.